Think about it. Russian terror attack summary, March 24, 2024. The terror group Islamic State Khorasan has claimed responsibility for the recent attack in Moscow, Russia, that killed at least 130 people and injured over 100 more. This group previously attacked Taliban forces in Afghanistan and launched attacks in Iran. Don't be ashamed if this is news to you. It's a newer twist in terrorism. The U.S. had warned Russia specifically about a potential attack on concert venues back on March 7th, but Russia did not take the threat seriously. This demonstrates major incompetence by Russian security services. In addition, brutal and utterly disgusting video shows Russians equivalent to our FBI, cutting off an ear and making an alleged attacker eat it. In another video, a man is stripped naked and an electric cattle prod is placed on his genitals. Is Putin ashamed? Nor are rank-and-file Russians ashamed? No. Russia is trying to link the attack to Ukraine, claiming the attackers escaped towards Ukraine, but this is hogwash. The attackers entered from Russia's southern borders. Over 10% of Russia's population is Muslim, concentrated in southern republics. If Muslim ethnic minority groups within and near Russia get inspired by this attack, it could lead to more uprisings and terrorism against Moscow. Based on our intel and analysis, the answer is yes. Russia's demographics are in decline, but the 20 to 30% of the population that is non-ethnic Russian, mostly Muslims and Ukrainians, have rising demographics and are unhappy. This attack could exacerbate instability. Putin has made major strategic mistakes in the security realm lately, despite his intelligence background. Coming right after his re-election, this attack could spark new political instability in Russia. While revolution is unlikely, this is the type of event that has turned the tide of Russian history in the past. Is a real revolution possible? Unlikely, but possibly. Recall Boris Yeltsin? That was not that long ago. In summary, the attack reveals serious vulnerabilities in Russia's security apparatus and social fabric that could potentially snowball into greater unrest among its restive Muslim and non-Russian steppe populations. It represents a significant blow to Putin's image of control. The Moscow theater siege and implications for Russian stability. Last week's terrorist attack on a Moscow theater, claimed by Islamic State Khorasan, has shaken Russia to its core. The death toll currently stands at over 130, with more than 100 wounded. As wealth managers, it is our fiduciary duty to soberly assess the geopolitical and economic implications of such events for our clients' portfolios. We put no political spin or engage in knee-jerk meme reactions. This attack has laid bare alarming deficiencies in Russia's national security apparatus. The United States explicitly warned of threats to concert venues on March 7th, yet the Kremlin laughed off the intelligence as fake, a blunder that cost scores of civilian lives. Putin's attempt to pin blame on Ukraine is fooling no one. The attackers infiltrated from Russia's very porous southern frontiers. More concerning are the structural vulnerabilities this reveals in Russian society. Muslims, mostly concentrated in restive southern republics, comprise over 10% of the population. Inspired by ISK's success, disaffected Muslim minorities within and beyond Russia's borders could unleash a wave of copycat attacks and uprisings against Moscow's rule. And note, conscription into the military has been overwhelming with dark-complected and mixed-race Russians than with the St. Petersburg white elite. The point? Sectors within Russia are beginning to steam. Demographically, ethnic white Russians are a declining share of the population, while the 20 to 30% who are non-Russian, overwhelmingly Muslim and Ukrainian, are young and growing fast. Birth rates are important, and Russia, along with China, has a problem. Resentment against heavy-handed Russian domination could easily boil over into open revolt. Putin's portrait of a Russia united behind his leadership is looking more like a Potemkin village by the day. Coming on the heels of sham elections that saw Putin coronate himself with 80% of the vote, this attack decimates any remaining veneer of his omnipotence and control. History demonstrates that in Russia, it is precisely such events that light the spark of transformational change. While we are not sounding the alarm bells of revolution quite yet, all the ingredients are present for a wildfire of regional unrest and domestic upheaval. And long-term Balkanization is possible. prudence dictates that we defensively position client assets for a potential Russian winter. Reducing exposure to Russian should provide some portfolio insulation against worsening turmoil. As stewards of our clients' capital, we are continuously stress-testing portfolio resilience against geopolitical shocks, no matter how unlikely they may seem in the moment to the alphabet talking heads. In uncertain times, proactive communication and disciplined planning are the best antidotes to panic. Putin, the clown. In a televised address, a defiant Vladimir Putin claimed that the theater attack was orchestrated by Ukrainian Nazi elements. Front lines deliberately left open by Ukraine's military. Insane. This is but the latest salvo in Putin's long-running campaign to paint Ukraine's government as a neo-Nazi junta. The irony is lost on no one that Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is proudly Jewish and lost family in the Holocaust. Putin's denazification narrative strains even the most gullible, serving only to justify Russia's naked and extreme violent aggression in the eyes of his domestic audience. And never forget, Russian soldiers capture many thousands of women and children, taking them back to Russia as sex slaves and breeding fodder. Equally spurious is Putin's dismissal of the March 7th U.S. intelligence warning as fake news designed to sow panic in Russian society. The Kremlin's complacency in the face of actionable threats has backfired disastrously, and no amount of post-hoc revisionism can obscure that fact. Putin's grip on the narrative is slipping both at home and abroad. His propaganda machine is sputtering against the brick wall of reality. However, it's alive and well with many outlets in the US and among an odd group of MAGA fans. If he cannot keep concertgoers safe in the heart of Moscow, his promise of a Greater Russia ring increasingly hollow. The myths of a NATO-Nazi conspiracy against Russia and of Putin as protector of the motherland are fraying beyond repair. Always dismiss but remember Putin's bluster and bravado to the widening cracks beneath. We reiterate our call to maintain a defensive positioning and keep a close eye on our team's ongoing analysis of contagion risk to the broader region. Reeling from sanctions. Russia's economy is reeling under the weight of international sanctions, which have exposed the country's anemic manufacturing base. Cut off from critical Western components and technologies, Russian industries are struggling to maintain even basic infrastructure. Trains, power plants, and factories are falling into disrepair, with replacement parts and upgraded equipment impossible to source. Know that Ukraine has knocked out 30 to 50% of Russia's oil refinery capacity. Key is the fracking towers, which come exclusively from Germany and the US. They are hosed without our know-how and trade. The military is feeling the pinch acutely. With access to foreign components and expertise severed, Russia's defense contractors are unable to churn out new tanks, fighters, and missiles at the rate required to sustain the war effort. Existing hardware is aging rapidly, hobbled by a lack of spare parts and routine servicing. The vaunted Russian war machine is rusting before our very eyes. This brittleness presents a tempting target for Russia's adversaries. The Trump MAGAs should think many times over about this, and the opportunity to dismantle a never-ending enemy of our nation. Unless there's funny money in the mix. A multi-front assault on Russian interests, launched while its military is bogged down in Ukraine and its economy is in freefall, could rapidly overwhelm the Kremlin's ability to respond. From the Baltic to the Caucasus, the Arctic to Central Asia, Russia's frontiers are ripe for probing by rivals sensing weakness. The nightmare scenario for Putin is simultaneous uprisings in Russia's restive peripheral republics, emboldened by a distracted and overstretched security apparatus. An axis of internal and external pressure could crack Putin's edifice of control, precipitating a fragmenting of the Russian Federation itself. For investors, the implications are stark. A Russia at risk of disintegration is a seismic disruption to the global balance of power, with unforeseeable knock-on effects for everything from energy markets to trade routes to regional security architectures. In this environment, diversification, agility, and a laser focus on managing downside risk are imperatives. Our investment committee is stress-testing portfolios against a range of Russian dissolution scenarios and will be communicating our tactical asset allocation shifts in real time. The unraveling of Putinism, long deemed unthinkable, is now a distinct possibility. How the West manages Russia's decline is the geopolitical challenge of our time. Regardless, Putin will one day die, and we'll be done with him. At Truesdell Wealth, we are committed to stewarding your capital through the turbulence ahead with discipline and clear-eyed resolve. Together, we will navigate this crisis. Russian exports. So what? Russia's economic leverage on the global stage is waning. Its exports, once deemed indispensable, are increasingly replaceable. Russia's oil and gas are losing their power to demand Western capitals into acquiescence. And this has nothing to do with the green fabrication and hogwash of the last 20 years. This erosion of economic clout has profound implications for Russia's ability to weather a governmental collapse. In past crises, Western powers have often deemed Russia too big to fail, extending bailouts and lifelines to prevent a complete meltdown. The logic was simple. A disorderly Russian implosion would send shockwaves through global energy markets, disrupt critical supply chains, and unleash unpredictable security threats. Better to prop up a teetering giant than to let it topple uncontrollably. But this calculus is shifting, except with some ultra-liberal Democrats and MAGA Republicans. As Russian exports dwindle in importance, so too does the West's incentive to intervene in a Russian breakdown. The shale revolution has loosened Moscow's grip on global oil and gas supply. Moreover, the West's patience with Russian refusal to negotiate fairly and professionally has long worn thin. From election meddling to cyber attacks to military adventurism, Moscow has repeatedly burned the goodwill of its erstwhile partners. The reservoir of trust and forbearance that once prompted bailouts has run dry. The wild card is Trump, who we believe may open the aid floodgates to Russian and declare a pseudo-war on Ukraine. Western leaders, pressed by domestic constituencies weary of Russian belligerence, may calculate that a Russia left to stew in its own dysfunction serves long-term interests better than another costly rescue. For investors, this potential shift from too big to fail to too costly to save is a tectonic one. A Russia cut adrift by the West would introduce a whole new category of tail risks, from the loose control over nukes to the spillover effects of state fracture. Yet it would also open tantalizing possibilities, from new markets for Western energy firms to the realignment of global trade routes. Note that a nuclear war is not an end-of-the-world event. The excessive fear of nukes is unfounded, and it's long past time for a rational discussion. At Truesdell Wealth, we are gaming out the second and third-order effects of a Russia-left-behind scenario, identifying both the imperatives and the opportunistic plays. Our team is wargaming the geopolitical permutations while scouring for the companies best positioned to fill the voids left by a Russian retrenchment. As always, our insights will flow straight to your inboxes and feed dynamically into your portfolio allocations. Inflection points like these are where active, future-focused wealth management proves its worth. Amid the tumult of tectonic shifts, there is scope for advantage-taking by the clear-eyed and fleet-footed. That has been Truesdell Wealth's calling card in five different decades, and it is the North Star that will continue guiding our stewardship of capital through the Russian storms ahead. Deflation, pedal to metal. Inflation and deflation are two sides of the economic coin, each with its own dynamics and implications. Inflation is the sustained rise in the general price level of goods and services over time, eroding purchasing power. Deflation, conversely, is a persistent decline in prices, leading to a rise in the real value of money. Inflation, while problematic when unchecked, has a self-correcting mechanism. As prices rise, demand tends to cool off as consumers cut back on spending. This softening of demand puts downward pressure on prices, tamping down inflation. Central banks can also step in, raising interest rates to make borrowing more expensive and further curb demand. Thus, inflation often sows the seeds of its own reversal. Deflation, however, is a trickier beast. When prices start falling, consumers often delay purchases, waiting for even lower prices. This drop in demand further depresses prices, creating a vicious cycle. Businesses, faced with falling revenues, cut back on investments and lay off workers. The economy can get mired in a deflationary spiral, as we saw during the Great Depression in the 1930s. It took the massive government spending of World War II to jolt the U.S. out of this quagmire. Today, we see worrying signs of a potential deflationary episode. In China and many Western nations, younger generations are cutting back on consumption, whether due to economic uncertainty, shifting values, or environmental concerns. In Japan, an aging society mired in deflation for decades, nominal GDP in 2024 is little changed from 1995 levels, a sobering reminder of the long-term damage deflation can wreak. The specter of war, with tensions ratcheting up between China, Russia, and the West, only compounds these deflationary pressures. In times of geopolitical turmoil, businesses and consumers alike tend to retrench, hoarding cash and deferring major outlays. If the simmering conflicts with China and Russia boil over, the resulting economic dislocations could be the spark that ignites a deflationary conflagration. For investors, the prospect of deflation is a daunting one. In a deflationary world, cash is king, as its value appreciates over time. Equities and real estate, the traditional pillars of wealth creation, can see their value eroded. Bonds can offer some refuge, as falling interest rates boost their prices, but even this safe haven has its limits. If deflation gives way to outright financial crisis, even the creditworthiness of sovereign issuers can come into doubt. At Truesdell Wealth, we are ever vigilant for the signs of impending deflation. We are closely monitoring leading indicators like the velocity of money, yield curve shifts, and changes in consumer psychology. Our wargaming deflationary scenarios and stress testing portfolio resilience against prolonged price declines take considerable time and effort. And we work hard at designing innovative strategies to preserve and grow capital in a deflationary landscape. Navigating a deflationary world requires a different playbook than the inflationary one we've been operating under lately. It calls for heightened agility, unconventional thinking, and a steadfast focus on downside protection. These are the principles that have guided Truesdell Wealth through economic thick and thin for many decades, and they are the lodestars that will steer us through the potential deflationary storms ahead. As your fiduciary, we stand ready to face this challenge head-on, deploying all our expertise and resolve to safeguard your financial well-being, come what may, with a focus on flexible and contractual income. And then there's China. China's economic and demographic challenges are indeed casting a long shadow over its future, and its increasingly aggressive posture towards Taiwan is only exacerbating these fault lines. China is grappling with a perfect storm of headwinds that threaten to derail its economic miracle. Domestically, China's consumption engine is sputtering. The nation's once insatiable appetite for goods and services is waning as consumers grapple with rising economic uncertainty and shifting cultural attitudes. The lie-flat movement, which eschews materialistic pursuits in favor of a more minimalist lifestyle, is gaining traction among younger generations, sapping a crucial source of economic vitality. It should be known and remembered that China has more empty housing units than the rest of the world combined, and to a factor of 5. Real estate in China is in the tank, regardless of what large investment firms that control the bulk of the Me Blindly Follow Index money lemmings. This consumption slowdown is occurring against the backdrop of a dramatic demographic shift. China's one-child policy, while now abandoned, has left a lasting scar on the nation's population pyramid. The cohort of 20 to 40-year-olds, the prime drivers of consumption and productivity, is shrinking extremely rapidly. At the same time, China is graying at an unprecedented pace, with the ranks of the elderly swelling faster than the workforce can sustain. If you think there is a boomer problem here, you haven't been to China. On the production side, China's famed cost advantages are eroding fast. Wages are rising but stalled, even as the labor pool shrinks, all while food and fuel prices are climbing, driven by a combination of domestic shortages and global market pressures. And yes, China has no domestic oil. The once unbeatable China price is losing its luster as manufacturers scout for cheaper pastures in Southeast Asia and beyond. Looming over all these challenges is the specter of autocratic overreach. Under President Xi Jinping, China is a repressive dictatorship. The state-controlled model of everything with a heavy boot is reminiscent of Putin's Russia. The crackdown on tech giants, the squeeze on civil liberties, and the saber-rattling over Taiwan are all eroding business confidence and investor trust in China's economic stewardship. the U.S. must pull out of China in all possible ways, and thus the reason for the antitrust litigation against Apple, where Tim Cook is an enthusiastic supporter of the China dictatorship. This trust deficit is taking on a geopolitical dimension as China's neighbors brace for confrontation. Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, and other Pacific Rim nations are bolstering their defenses and tightening their alliances, wary of China's expansionist ambitions. The risk of a regional arms race or even outright conflict cannot be discounted, particularly over the flashpoint of Taiwan. For investors, this confluence of economic, demographic, and geopolitical risks presents a minefield of challenges. A China that is simultaneously stagnating economically, aging rapidly, and lashing out militarily is a recipe for volatility and value destruction. As we navigate this uncertain terrain, our North Star remains the preservation and moderate growth of capital. We are leaving no stone unturned in our quest to identify the risks and opportunities in a world where China is more volatile, less predictable, and potentially more dangerous. Our insights and strategies will be flowing to you in real time during a fast-shifting landscape. The rise of China has been the defining economic story of the 21st century so far. How its next chapter unfolds will have profound implications for investors and the world at large. At Truesdell Wealth, we stand ready to guide you through this great transition, armed with the foresight, agility, and unwavering commitment to your financial well-being that has been our hallmark for over a century. Think about it. We are fat, fair, and transparent. It's the way we roll. Truesdell Wealth, Inc., a registered investment advisor, headquartered at the Truesdell Professional Building in Ocala, Florida, in the Ocala International Commerce Park. 212-433-2525, truesdellwealth.com. Disclaimer, due to our extensive holdings and our clients, you should assume that we have a position in all companies discussed and that a conflict of interest exists. By listening, reading, or using this document, video, podcast, and/or website in any manner, you understand the information presented is provided for informational purposes only and agree to our terms of use and privacy policy. Public and group informational items should never be considered professional advice. Nothing said, written, or otherwise communicated should be construed as an offer, recommendation, or solicitation to buy or sell a security. We do not provide tax, legal, or psychological advice. Nothing herein constitutes advice or is a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your doctor or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay seeking it because of something you read, viewed, heard, or thought you saw or heard.